So Le Bayou was the name of a village, and they grew up, of course, to be a suburb. And most of my father's people are associated with that suburb to some extent, and I live in it now. Because I actually live on land that is owned by my great-great-great-grandpa, though it's chance in a sense, because I didn't know when I was buying it that he had owned it, but the titles proved it. And of course, it's not strange because land came in such big chunks in those days as compared to nowadays. But my father was, as I said, the only child, but his father was one of 11 children. And I suspect that my great-grandpa, George Reinecke, was something of a Barrett of Wimpole Street or something of that kind. And none of his daughters married while he was alive. A number of them did afterwards, but they married widowers and things like that, and they had no children. My father had a brother who died before he was a year old, and that was all there was to the family at that level. My grandpa was a cotton classer. You know, you ought to know what that is. Georgian.
Someone who determines the grades of different types of cotton.
Well, that's right. In other words,
it's
you sort of either work at the end where they're about to ship it to a port or at the port. He might work, say, in Helena, Arkansas, or in Texas or something like that during the season, but also on the wharves in New Orleans. And so you're accompanied by your handyman who gouges deep into the bale and pulls out a sample, and then you measure it and grade it for color, and this establishes the value, of course. And so that's what he did all his life.
Did your grandmother work?
Well, she worked when she had to, and there were times when the cotton business was dreadful. She too was a pianist, with I don't think quite the sophisticated training that my mother had. As a matter of fact, they didn't like each other because of their differences as regards piano, or at least that was the ostensible thing. My grandmother was very, very possessive of my father, as I recall. But grandmother had the Reinecke family is an astonishing national mixture, since my grandmother was named Blasco, Rita Blasco, but she didn't speak Spanish, she spoke French and English. Her mother, on the other hand, was a Reinecke, because my grandparents were second cousins.
So your grandmother was Spanish and German?
Well, let's not exaggerate. She was Spanish, French, and German, and actually more French than either Spanish or German. She was, for example, one of her grandmothers was named and another grandmother was named. So that makes it half French, right? And then one quarter Spanish and one quarter German. And similarly, let's see, my grandfather had a Swiss name, the German Swiss mother, K-L-A-R, Clau. And yet she was half Haitian refugee French.
Which ancestor is this?
Well, this is my father's grandmother, who was half Haitian refugee French and half Swiss. And my grandfather, Joseph Alfred Sr., Reinecke Sr., Reinecke is what they said in those days, it was thoroughly Gallicized, was